We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Entertainment Schmig, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. Okay, let's start with the most scandalous teen moments in film and TV history. And the reason Entertainment Weekly is putting this list out is because of HBO's show Euphoria. The second episode, the very opening, you see 30 man parts. Within the first few seconds of the show.
Down dare.
I'm thinking locker room scene. I have not seen Euphoria.
How many female locker rooms have we seen in the history of film?
A million. So, yeah.
Porky's alone, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's more than that.
Well, there were three of those.
Yes, there were.
Okay, so your top five.
I got a feeling from seeing the trailer for that show, it's not a locker room.
Maybe not.
I don't think it's about sports.
Yeah, I didn't watch the show.
They showed a guy in Entertainment Weekly. They showed a guy with a football uniform. I could have looked at the second episode online, but it's my work computer, so I decided against
it. It's for work, Jen.
Yep. Right. That's what I tell HR every time. Okay, coming in fifth, Dawson's Creek. They made history, but at the time it was a little scandalous.
Male on male kiss.
First kiss between two men on network TV. Number four, Buffy. They had to not show the episode Earshot. It was shelved because it was right around the time of Columbine. Buffy catches, spoiler alert, Jonathan. She thinks he's going to shoot up the school, but he's actually going to commit suicide.
But I remember seeing that episode.
They did air it finally later. But
he's in the watchtower or clock tower.
When it was originally scheduled to air, it was right around that time, but they held it. They just pushed it back and aired it like 6 months later.
The movie Kids. Man.
And Jonathan, by the way, went on to write a ton of successful TV shows.
And movies. He wrote...
Huge.
Yeah.
Little short guy.
Yeah.
I know who he is.
Jonathan Strong.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Next time you guys get mad at Kevin and I for talking Marvel or Star Wars, I'm going to remind you of the deep dive you guys are doing right now on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's one of the best shows that's ever been on television.
Tim, about that.
Tim, season two of Buffy. I'm serious. It's some of the best writing ever.
All right.
Okay.
You want to scare your kids out of relations? Just show them Kids. Saw that in the mid-90s.
No, I never saw it.
Oh, yeah. Deals with the AIDS epidemic. Scared the living poop out of me.
It'll scare you out of a few other lifestyle choices that maybe weren't even on the board for you.
Yeah, right. Holy moly. Because I was like that age and I was like, people are doing this and this is happening?
Yeah, great soundtrack though.
Oh, amazing soundtrack. Beverly Hills 90210.
Why?
Prom episode with Brenda and Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she turned in her V card.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather's.
No. Because of just it was Heather's.
Yes.
Yeah.
But everything.
Everything. The whole movie. They didn't cite one scene. So there you go. Halsey has come out and talked about how she was diagnosed as bipolar when she was a teenager. And she usually writes music when she's depressed. But she's been going through an extended manic episode. And her whole album is written in this manic state. No word on a release date. She said she's been hospitalized twice because of her bipolar disorder. And I think it's just, I think it's amazing that she is talking about it so people know that they're not alone, because there aren't that many stars that have come out and publicly spoken about how they are bipolar.
It's got to be, and on top of being bipolar, it's got to be rough because she's bad at love.
You get a bell for that one.
She's bad.
I heard you. Okay. Today is a big anniversary. The death of Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I remember exactly where I was.
Yep. I was home on maternity leave. I just spent the day with the baby.
What's in that bottle?
Yeah.
I remember I was like 3 weeks into being home with the baby, and I was like, oh my gosh, can I just go in for a day and do entertainment schmig? Crazy.
You were missed. We would have totally different information.
Yeah, I know. But people were asked in a recent poll how they feel about Michael Jackson these days. Because, you know, scandal. 28% of people think his legacy took a hit from the child molestation allegations.
I haven't heard any stations that play Michael Jackson drop him, though.
I agree. It's still on all the time. Yeah. Which is interesting. I mean, that's the long, long discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I thought we would hear it less.
Well, and the reason is because of this poll. Like, a quarter of people think that his reputation took a hit. 44% of people think it stayed the same. And about 15% say, oh, it got better.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, after that HBO documentary, all of his songs were in the top on the iTunes charts. Nuts. Mm-hmm. And then you do have the R. Kelly show on Lifetime, and he took more of a hit. I don't know. I don't know how you say one is worse than the other.
Well, one has better music than the other. But no, I mean, that's not a joke. True. Yeah. I mean, that's you know.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson. He has a problem with the Spider-Man Far From Home posters, and that's because they screwed up Nick Fury's eye patch. It's on two different eyes.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness this June for just 24 cents. Let's start with a little Shaq. He was at last night's NBA Awards. Needed some rapping.
NBA Awards, better make some noise. Big Shaq and I'm ready, come and get mine. Shaq D's and I brought my diesel drum line. NBA Awards, now we on in prime time. Let's get hype, cause you know that it's showtime.
If you want to see the video, you can see it at Y98.com.
Did any of us know that there are awards for all these sports every year?
Why? Because we've never made it to the end and we're already checked out?
I don't know.
I never knew that.
It's fairly new.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like they've been around for 10 years.
It's great for the sports, though. Each of the sports that are represented.
Yeah. The sports. Good for them.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yay, sports!
Good for the sports.
Okay. Kevin has a beef with Chrissy Teigen. Because every day there's a story that he posts on Y98.com that's Chrissy Teigen and John Legend did this. Chrissy Teigen posted this on social media.
She's doing something with Fallon tonight on The Tonight Show.
Listen, she's very clever on social media.
Yeah, I don't disagree with it. But you know what? A little break would do us both well.
You and Chrissy?
Yes.
You did sit it out?
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter last night, she posted her daughter watching Sesame Street. And her hot pink toenails. She said, doing her daughter's nails is her knitting. Kid toes kill me.
So, yeah.
Well, there's always got to be somebody. And because her daughter's 3 years old, these women jumped in and tore her apart for putting nail polish on a three-year-old.
Oh, no.
Oh, because of the fumes or something?
Yeah, what is the reason?
The tweets were deleted. But after one person wrote something nasty, Chrissy replied with, there she is.
Mm.
And then another person put up a tweet and criticized, like, why are you doing that to a three-year-old? And she said, well, I actually had her drink the nail polish, so jokes, so jokes on you.
Good. Take that, trolls.
Another thing that's equally entertaining on Twitter right now, I did it and I fell down a hole. See if you'd get fired as Beyonce's assistant with this choose-your-own-adventure Twitter game. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I got I'm not going to tell you how far I got. Pretty far. Don't get fired. It's your first day on the job and Beyonce is getting ready for the red carpet. What do you get her for breakfast? Granola, yogurt, and strawberries, or a five-star breakfast?
I'm going to go with the granola, yogurt, and strawberries.
Me too.
Yeah.
Probably neither.
Well, granola has a lot of sugar in it, but
she's vegan, isn't she?
She is, but it's like non-dairy yogurt. She nods at you for choosing the healthy breakfast, then asks you to FaceTime her daughter. Who are you FaceTiming? Blue or Rumi?
Blue.
I don't care.
I had more fun with it than you did. Okay.
I'm going to work for Chrissy Teigen.
The 7-year-old girl who played Tony Stark's daughter in Avengers Endgame is taking heat online. It has something to do with the fact that when she meets fans, she's not living up to their expectations. People are saying it's not cool.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's
but
nuts.
People are bullying her
it's
online.
It's crazy.
Hi, I'm Lexi Wig, and I'm only 7 years old. And if I go anywhere and I'm acting a little silly or messed up or anything like that, I'm just 7 years old. Please don't bully my family or me.
Wow. 7 years old.
It's crazy.
What exactly is happening? What are people? What's the expectation?
They're saying she's not cool with fans
she's
she meets
nice.
In real life.
I'm 7 years old, she said.
You know, my daughter is 6 and a half, and I can't get her to do.
Yeah, I got mad at her last time I saw her. She wasn't very nice to me.
Right.
What she didn't give me the love I expect.
Yeah, why won't Nora sign an autograph? What's the problem?
I mean, can you imagine yelling at Nora because she's not cooperating?
Well, yeah, it just makes you rethink, why is this industry a great industry for my child?
And when you hear that little voice.
Oh, my God, I'm just 7 years old.
Please don't bully me.
21st season premiere of Big Brother on CBS. And also online at Y98.com. A lot of stuff we covered in the 640 Schmig. Samuel L. Jackson has a problem with the Spider-Man movie poster. You also have the most scandalous teen moments in film and TV history. Heathers, number one. And the best-selling one-hit wonders of all time. Number one on the list, Gautier, with Somebody That I Used to Know.
That's a fine song.
Number two, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah. They had a couple hits, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they did.
Search is over.
Oh, great one.
High on you.
Oh.
Another average one.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online, including...
Congratulations, it is Marsha indeed, and it is Marsha Galvin of Park Hills Mo. Marsha's excited. She had her son in the car, and she said they're going to go see Shawn Mendes. He was very excited. He also gets to meet Shawn Mendes. I think Marsha's more excited about meeting Shawn Mendes than maybe her son. Not sure. I don't need to get into that, Marsha, but she is the mother of the year. But listen, if you were calling, lots of people calling in for these tickets and the meet and greet, tomorrow morning, 2 opportunities for you to win these tickets and meet and greet passes. So listen tomorrow, 5:30 to 10, because we could do it early tomorrow morning for your Shawn Mendes tickets.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. And before we get to that, a couple anniversaries. 26 years ago, Sleepless in Seattle came out with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
I still love that movie so much.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Very solid. Sorry, VS.
Yeah, right.
Very solid.
What's her face that ended up growing up to... being girls and so many things.
Oh, Gabby. Yeah. Gabby Hoffman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And 20 years ago, the Adam Sandler movie Big Daddy came out. Speaking of growing up, Cole Sprouse was the kid in the movie, and he's now Jughead in Riverdale. There you go.
And Ross's son.
It's on Friends, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But how old is, man, one of our favorites... Courtney's boyfriend Nick actually starred in the film with him.
Sean Astin. Any of them.
But what movie?
Goonies.
Goonies.
Yep. Goonies.
18 minute mark if you're curious about seeing Nick.
That's the line he gives people when they say, you look familiar.
Mm-hmm. Chunk. Did you ever see Goonies?
Oh.
Chunk Jeff was played Cohen. By Jeff Cohen. He went on to become an entertainment lawyer. He actually ran for president in college, and his sign said Chunk for President. So you know he won by a landslide.
Yeah, he did.
How old is Chunk?
44.
47?
46.
45.
45.
Ah.
And he's celebrating today with the Baby Ruth. Sorry.
Didn't you?
Wait, that's the other guy.
Yeah, that's Sloth, his best friend.
Didn't you terrorize?
He's doing the truffle shuffle is what he's doing.
Right.
Didn't you terrorize your children with that movie at too young of an age?
Yeah, scarred my daughter for life.
Mm-hmm.
She still talks about Sloth and wakes up in the middle of the night with nightmares. So,
I wouldn't ever think that that would be a bad movie.
Really? It's pretty scary.
She started screaming so loudly I had to remove her from the theater. So then she never got to see that Sloth is actually a good guy. She's still afraid of him. But how old is Carly Simon?
Carly Simon.
76.
That old?
You think? 71.
Just tell us. This is too much anticipation.
73.
77.
74. By the way, she sold the information of who she's singing about in You're So Vain to Dick Ebersol. NBC Sports and Saturday Night Live producer. He's the only one who knows.
Yeah, it was a great auction item. Think about it. Yeah.
The song is about you, don't you?
Don't most people think it's Warren Beatty?
Yeah.
But I don't think it is. And some people thought it was Mick Jagger.
Some people thought it was David Geffen. Didn't that name come up once upon a time?
I don't know.
All pretty vain.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Beatty, though.
Don't know. Okay. Linda Cardellini. She's been in so much. Scooby-Doo. She was in Mad Men. And she is on Dead to Me with Christine Applegate. And she is phenomenal.
No. Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks, too. She was in ER.
She's
Avengers
so cute.
Endgame.
And I think we talked about her not too long ago and looked up her age.
I think we did,
because we were all shocked because she was in Freaks and Geeks. And I'm like, isn't she like the same age as Seth Rogen? But she's not. She's older. 44.
That's right.
Yeah. Nice job, Court.
That long-term memory kicking in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.